welcome to the AHDB Beef and Lamb podcast. In this edition, Liz Jennifer chats to Phil Creighton from Choggers about planning winter feed options and how to set up grazing rotations for the spring.
Hello, my name's Liz Jennifer. I work for AHDB Beef and Lamb, and I'm currently sitting in the airport car park with Phil Creighton, who is from Choggers, and we've just finished a series of five events across the country. So on Monday we visited Ian Horsley down in near Malvern, and that was really looking at his recovery post the sort of dry time this summer. We then moved on to Somerset and Howard Trait and his love of electric fencing, particularly around ditches. Then we moved to Bedfordshire. We went to see John and John Pratt, who are in a situation of severe rainfall shortage. They've had about 25% of their summer rainfall, so we were talking things through with them. Then we moved up to Staffordshire and went to see Pete and Roz Griffin, and looking at the investment they're making in their grazing system and how in time rotational grazing will fit into their system. And then finally today we went to see Michael and Graham Rutherford up just north of Morpeth in Northumberland, and what was key out from them is that they made some really early decisions about selling store lambs, and certainly they're in a really nice position for this winter with loads of feed available. So Phil, what were the core messages we were trying to get across in the last 5 days?
Okay, Liz, so I suppose the core messages was that we want people to focus on what they need to do, or actions or steps that they can take over the next couple of months to try and put a plan in place to have sufficient spring grass and spring feed availability in place for when the ewes start to lamb down next March and April.
And so you're doing quite a lot of chat about the closing, sort of a closing planner. So can you just explain that to us?
Yeah, so I suppose the idea of a closing planner would be that you take, put a plan in place now to capitalise on, we say, autumn grass growth, and you start to close parts of the farm in sequence so that you can build a cover of grass in the late autumn into the winter that has the potential to start growing again then in early spring, so that you have a bank of grass available to meet that rapidly increasing feed demand.
And so I suppose a lot of it was to try and reduce the impact of this, well, hideous season on next year's grass growth, isn't it, in terms of we need to think about it now to make sure it's ready for the spring.
Yeah, so I suppose, look, it has been a very challenging year. I suppose we had a very challenging spring, followed by a very challenging summer. And the temptation with people is that, you know, we want to try and extend our grazing as far as possible into the autumn and winter for various reasons. Maybe there's a shortage of winter forage. It has been a very high cost year already, and the temptation is maybe to try and cut costs a little bit. But I suppose what we're trying to focus on and highlight is the fact that if we go down that road and we strip all feed reserves from the farm now, it's actually a false economy, because if we get to next spring and we've no grass on the farm, then we're going to have to supplement. And I suppose the key is that supplementing at some point in the year is probably inevitable on most farms this year. But it's a question of when is the supplement going to be most economic, or basically the lowest cost to us. And if we wait, strip everything bare in terms of grass cover now, the demands in terms of a daily feed requirement for a ewe post lambing will be about twice what it is at the moment while she's dry or in early pregnancy. So economically it makes much more sense to make a plan now that if you are short of feed, that we will supplement and stretch what feed is available now, and try and ensure that we don't leave ourselves short at the highest feed demand area.
So for the farms we went to visit, we did a feed plan, didn't we? Feed budget for all of them for the next few months, and in terms of with the various options they've got. So a lot of them send sheep on to keep or have forage crops. Or so generally, with the series of discussions with the farmer, we tended to get to a plan that was likely to work, or for it sort of appeared to be the right amount of grass in the spring. So there's a variety of ways of getting there, isn't it? But it's just starting with that plan.
Yeah, so I mean, look, there's a lot of different circumstances, and we've seen a wide variety of circumstances this week in terms of some farms which have been really severely affected by drought, and have very low grass covers at the moment, and other farms maybe which have come out of drought to varying degrees and are in a different position. But I suppose the key was that each of them sits down and came up with a plan, farm specific, and looked at the options in terms of what they can do, whether it was utilising forage crops, looking for extra outwintering grass availability, or whatever it was, doing up a budget, how many animals are they going to have on the farm over the next few months, and how many animals will be there in the spring, and trying to, you know, work through that to ensure that the animals will be fed sufficiently, and that we will be in a good position come next March and April.
And so, from your experience that you've seen in the last couple of days, how different is it to what you're experiencing in Ireland at the moment?
Yeah, so I suppose, look, we've had very similar challenges in terms of weather challenges have severely disrupted our normal farming practices, our plans. I suppose for me, it was very interesting to see the huge varying degrees of drought, particularly, which has been experienced. I mean, we have had drought conditions in Ireland, but to be fair, some of the drought conditions that I've seen this week, you know, put some of our problems into perspective. With regard to the persistency of the drought in parts over here, and the implications for that for those farmers going into the autumn and winter.
And so the ambition is that most people, well, our hope is that people will be measuring grass, so either with a compressed forage stick or plate meter, to get an idea of how much grass is on the farm. They've made a plan in terms of the supply and demand that they need over the next few months. So what else could they be doing during this season to sort of just make sure that they're coming out in spring in the right form?
Yeah, so I suppose the first step is to do up that feed budget and try and identify where they need to be, make that plan in terms of, you know, what areas of the farm do they need to have grazed off and growing again to try and reach that. But also a critical part obviously would be that at some stage over the winter that they would review progress in terms of have they built up the kind of grass covers that they predicted they would or that they had hoped they would. And if they haven't, that they still have time to take action and to adjust the plan. I suppose any plan is only as good as reviewing it on a regular basis in a timely fashion to be able to make decisions.
And so I suppose it's something thinking, I suppose, all the way through, but maybe, so certainly doing some grass assessments now and sort of monthly in the next few months, especially in those situations which are going to be quite tight.
Absolutely.
And the difference between a couple of kilos here, there, and is going to be quite intriguing over that area. And I suppose that also helps you assess whether sort of early application of nitrogen is needed, whether the ground's right, all of those factors comes in, isn't it? It's that monitoring over that period.
Yeah, so I suppose it's what you monitor, you can control. And if people are willing to put in that little bit of extra effort, maybe in terms of measuring, you know, I think there's huge value to be gained from it, especially this year.
So importantly, what are you taking back to Ireland from our adventures this week?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's been very interesting for me looking. We visited a wide range of farms, as we said. I think the challenges that are being faced over here are very similar to our own challenges in terms of trying to improve our grass land management and utilisation, you know, ultimately to try and improve our economic efficiency in producing lamb. You know, we're both trying to produce a high quality lamb product from a grass based diet. I think it's been very heartening to see, you know, and to meet the people that I've met over the course of the week, and the enthusiasm you know, for you know, improving grassland management and utilization, and you know, everybody's been very, very positive and welcoming.
I've learnt new techniques and approaches, so you've finally persuaded me to do boards, so I've done them, so that's been quite exciting. I've only fallen out with them several times, and I'd also like, this is the perfect opportunity to thank my delightful colleague Joseph Keating, who did actually solve and source the marker pen crisis in a minor period of need, so that's, thank you very much to him. So finally, final question, what was your best bit of the week?
It's very hard, very hard.
Probably the bit when you get on a plane this evening.
That'd be good, yeah. Get out of the car. best bit, no, look, it's been very good. As I said, met some very, very interesting people doing some very, very good work. I suppose a funny bit, I suppose we We've been getting some attention on social media, and we've been giving feedback to hosts as we went through the week, and we've already seen that some of the discussion we had on Monday with Ian has already been implemented and has been well received. So
so he's now doing leader follower on certain bits of his land, isn't he, to try and just push body condition score up. And
exactly, and you know, that is a challenge this year, but I suppose with a little bit of a tweak in management, you know, there's always another option which can be used.
Thank you very much, Phil. Thank you for putting up with me for the week. The final thing from me is just to remind you that if you're interested in the feed planner or any of the calculators for understanding supply and demand, they are available on the AHDB Drought Hub. And also in terms of looking at assessing both brassica crops and grass, the best books to look at are the Better Returns Programme, using brassicas, and also planning grazing strategies. And that has a huge amount of information in that would be useful in the next few weeks and months. Thank you very much. Bye.
For more information about how to calculate your winter feed requirements, download the Feed and Forage Calculator from ahdb.org.uk/drought. Thanks for listening.